Now, speaking of Brekkie and the Burbs, our next guest was very nearly at our last Brekkie and the Burbs in Ringwood because we can't get enough of her. Unfortunately, pneumonia can't either because that's what made her not be there, which we need to talk about.
That's
We're speaking of Mel Buttle. Mel, not here to put socks on centipedes. Right now, Melbourne Town Hall until April 21st. Get your tickets. Get around you because you are brilliant, very funny, but having a bad trot. Pneumonia and bed bugs.
Yeah, I've got issues.
Bed bugs.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in with them.
Thanks. Gave you all a big hug. Yeah, the bed bugs were a real trauma. And I thought, how retro, how Melbourne, of course. Like bed bugs, let's sit on a bloody milk crate at a cafe. Like it's ye olde fashioned-y. I love it down here.
So you've come down from Brisbane and you think, let's get amongst Melbourne. What a time of year. Melbourne Comedy Festival. And you're greeted with bed bugs.
Did you catch them from here or did you bring them in here?
I didn't bring them.
Because I brought them back from Fiji once in my bed and I thought they were like mozzie bites. And then we lifted up, like cut open and there was bugs everywhere. We brought them back from Fiji.
I arrived at this woman's house that she lovingly rented out to me for $5,000.
Oh, it was a house?
Yeah.
This game, I thought you were doing well, but it sounded like you were staying at a backpacker's.
No. And she didn't want to give me a refund for the whole time because of the bed bugs. And so I've been on, if you find here, refer to Exhibit A, the photos. You know when you start throwing big words in? Like, well, traditionally speaking, therefore.
I've never had bed bugs. How do you know you've got bed bugs?
Because you keep getting bitten.
You get bitten and you itch and then you pull the mattress back and go, oh, it's $18.95.
Oh,
yeah, you can see
them. Because I thought they were microscopic.
So no, when they're full of your blood, you can see them. Yeah. It's beautiful. Good morning, Melbourne.
Heaps of them.
So hang on, paid, this is Airbnb, I'm assuming.
Oh,
I should have said that.
Is it
some
it
sort of rental property?
Yep.
And they don't give you any money back. They just go.
Oh, there was a discussion on an email thread. There's I believe the money might be coming back, but no, I had to throw my weight around and
yes.
Well, that's a good option. You get your $5,000 back and you just get bitten by bugs. Free stay. That's a good price to pay.
Well, I did leave, Fev. I'm not still rolling around in my $5,000 with the bed bugs. But that you're a businessman. I like that.
Yeah, well, cash.
There's a week of comedy festival left. Are you going to go polio or rickets? What are you doing for the last?
I'm thinking scabies. Yeah. I like to itch.
Now you're both Nick Cody. You're both comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Think you are possibly the scariest people, like the scariest industry. No, I say this because I wouldn't want to get on your bad side because if this was my house and I was that woman who owned that house, I'd be thinking, do I either give her the refund? Okay, I won't give her the refund. And I am her whole next year's Melbourne International Comedy Show because roast them.
Mel's actually doing pretty well. I would have just said the address by now. I would have read out the listing. I've done that to a real estate agent before. I didn't fix our heater during winter.
I put an offer on a house via email once and the real estate agent just didn't reply to the email for 2 days. So I screenshotted the house. I put it on my Instagram and said, if you own this house, I'm trying to buy it, but your agent isn't responding to my emails. She rang my partner and said, I demand an apology from Mel.
Oh God.
Guess what? She didn't get one and also answer me email.
Oh, something you speak about your Instagram. I do love your Instagram, but you are a bit confused at the moment with Melbourne roads.
This city... I can't.
We love this
is
city.
It the bike lanes?
It's all of it. Yeah. It's a ramp that goes up to a tram. And who's waiting? Is it for pedestrians? Because it looks like road. It doesn't look like footpath. It's bitumen. It's
Bridge Road.
What are you meant to do?
What did they do to Bridge Road?
Just drive.
Bridge Road used to just be a road. I don't know what that is anymore.
And then you're driving on the tram tracks and it feels very naughty.
Yeah.
And your wheels like skid around. Yeah. And I am trying to sell tickets in Melbourne, so I think you're a wonderful city. And I think your roads are fantastic and they're free-flowing and easy to use and I'm having a great time. But it's very different to Brisbane where every lane is like 50 metres wide. And all.
Yeah. But we know how to merge here. I've spent a bit of time in Brisbane and you get to the freeway and people are like, well, there doesn't appear to be... Everyone's going rather fast. I'll just sit here until there's a gap.
We punish you in Brisbane for being in the wrong lane. Mm. Like this is, you'll learn a lesson if I don't let you in. You've educated yourself about what lane to set yourself up in for tomorrow.
I can't believe I'm saying this with a Queenslander in the studio because I should just be really pro-Melbourne because I love my city. But now that Sally Capp's gone, and we loved Sally, I didn't realise how messy the city was. Like the city's in a real mess. And I'm now thinking we just wipe it and start again. No,
wow.
This No, it's...
What, just delete Sims and start again, like the game?
You can't do that.
If CBD was Sims... No, because it is... What the critics are right, it's not a car-friendly city to drive
on. No, bollards and stuff up
there. So I don't go in there.
I ride a bike. Yes. I'm a cyclist.
Yeah, you're the one who loves it.
No, but I think it's too hectic.
Yeah,
like Russell Street and Exhibition Street, it's insane. Too many lanes.
You're a cyclist, Mel?
Definitely. No, I'm on. No. I'm on pretty good money. What are you on your BMX?
He doesn't have a second car.
I'm not
car.
On a BMX. What do you think? I'm on a mongoose villain giving people dicks on my pegs.
In between them.
Aren't you on the radio? What's going on?
I am.
Shouldn't you have an Audi or something by now?
I should.
Actually, you'll love us. We're off, we're doing a marketing shoot today, and we're in a little group WhatsApp chat, and we were being told about what was happening today after the show. And Nick did chime in and go, can anyone give me a lift?
Because he needs an Uber.
It is.
My wife's got the car today.
You are so hoppers crossing. Just buy a
contract,
second car.
Contract negotiation time. DC, listen in. Cash, please. I've got stuff to do.
Get a little Suzuki Swift for yourself. What's wrong with you, Nick?
I can't get in a Suzuki Swift. That'd be ridiculous.
You're
me,
in a Suzuki. Nothing wrong with a Suzuki. You're in a Subaru.
Yeah, Subaru Forester, please.
I got him for a car and he didn't want to follow up on it.
I'll have it.
Yeah. Fev said, here's the name of someone who
Hang
was
on.
Then.
Subaru. But you're not a lesbian, Nick. What's going on?
I love chicks.
Yeah,
I think that's standard
definition. I love chicks.
Mel Buddle, we cannot wait to see you get around. Not here to put socks on centipedes. Melbourne Town Hall until April 21st. First
get
this weekend, comedyfestival.com.au.
Hopefully, you get me a pay rise. Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thanks for coming, Mel. Car.